super awkward fun cast. You're listening to the super awkward fun cast. And this is the fourth episode of our hit show, Super Awkward Funcast. Thank you for listening. I want to introduce my audience to the wonderful Jeff Thompson, who has been
Jeffrey,
referenced a lot lately on the show.
At least in 2 out of 3 episodes. I haven't listened to the third yet, but I'm sure there's something.
No, I think you're not in that one. Oh. I was editing it the other day.
I didn't listen to it.
Well, you should. It was really
good. No, I still will. I'm just,
the porn identity is going to really take off, I'm
sure.
And then we have our wonderful other guest, second guest and other guest, because he's the only other guest that we have, BJ Lang. BJ Honky Lang.
Hello there.
From Iowa West in Second City.
Correct.
And you also work for Monster.
That's right.
Plug for Monster.
Yeah, there you go. Monster Energy. You have an event. You want free Monster. I work part-time. I'll get you some free drinks. That's my broke actor job.
We all have those. Could you come up a little closer?
Yeah.
Thank you. Join us. Let's just evenly, spread it out. I'll edit this part out.
Oh, so I can be like, oh, cunt.
No.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was going to be edited out.
I left clit in there like a million times.
Oh my god, but like cunt
episode.
And clit are two different things.
I know, crazy.
You can say clit.
Okay, the Zimmerman trial just had its verdict.
Uh-oh.
The verdict is in. How good of timing is that for the show? Wow, it literally happened 10 minutes ago.
I'm going to be honest, I don't know exactly. I was driving, so I don't know.
Yeah, I was stuck on Kahanga.
So.
There's something happening at the
Old Bowl. There's a fire right now in the Griffith Park at the intersection
that
of
sucks.
2 and the 5. A big tanker exploded and it caught the forest on fire, so it's
wow.
Pretty nuts. Like, I sat in hour traffic.
That's crazy.
So we don't know what...
Well, let me tell you, as your host.
No.
I think he's not guilty.
She's so informed.
I hate black people.
It's not a good day for black people, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. Oh, no. What? So what was the...
Not guilty.
Yay! Woo!
Wow.
Calm down.
Take that, black people. Take that. I'm so excited that black people have suffered another loss.
Yeah. First O.J. Yep. Simpson. Oh, that was a win.
No, that was a win.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
Haven't been paying attention to black people, Al. Are you?
There was
racist?
A Ray Lewis thing.
I got a question. Why is it that this case, comparatively to Jodi Arias' trial, it was far less than that trial? Like, as far as time in trial, it seemed way less. Like, just a few weeks ago, I was turning on, George Zimmerman, he's going to trial. Arias was on forever. I felt like I was watching it forever.
I mean, part of it depends on, lawyers. There's a lot of things that can happen outside of the courtroom as far as, attempts for settlement, the different, briefs that are sent back.
Oh, we're getting serious.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Jeffrey's rocking those degrees.
Look, I've been sued before. I know how it works, and most cases are settled out of court. But also, that was a civil case, not a criminal one.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Lawyers in the Zimmerman trial, very interesting to me.
Yeah.
That one guy, he was he was really overdoing it with the dramatic, statement when he said, when he pointed to a screen. I don't know what was on the screen, but I assume it was the murder of Trayvon or something. And then he said, what did he say? Damn it. He said, shitballs.
Can we say shitballs?
Yeah, you can say whatever.
Shitballs. Those shitballs are on.
I wasn't on EW. Oh. What am I doing? I was in the right article. Everything.
Man, I want to travel the world and see all the world's shitballs.
Yeah, the world's shitballs.
If I had one wish,
I found it.
It would be to eat some.
No, I didn't.
Mm.
Oh,
just that savory shitball taste.
Delicious.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that the same as falafel balls?
Similar. It's the same family of foods.
Damn it.
They're
nice. A
Mediterranean. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Delicious.
Let's see. The only one who was injured at all, except for the gunshot, was George Zimmerman. Omar said, Omar is a piece of shit. I'll say it.
Can we say piece of shit?
Yes.
Can we say piece of shit balls?
We're not on Conan. You can say whatever.
What? Okay.
Shout out to Conan.
Hey, Conan. Love your show.
Team Coco.
We're all just shouting out to him. Oh, man, what did he say? This is driving me crazy.
Who was it that said what?
Oh, by the way, did we mention that this was...
It's a lawyer. It's the lawyer for the Trayvon family.
Said,
Trayvon Martin family.
Said something in...
No phones! Oh. You're in trouble.
Oh, no.
Someone did not do the proper boarding procedure for this aircraft before
Nobody
this podcast
me,
started.
So I'm fine.
Oh, man, I should Snapchat everything that we're doing.
Is that a... What's Is that your Snapchat, Jeffrey?
Yeah, this is my...
shout out to Snapchat.
My HTC One with Beats Audio.
That is a sick phone, by the way.
It's really fun. AT&T, like, people complain, but I don't really have many problems with them.
Yeah, we're talking about the service. The phone is sick.
Oh, yeah.
The phone is going to be awesome.
Well, like, I really haven't had any service problems, except for the areas that I know that I always have service problems
sure.
at.
Yeah, I think, let's be honest, nationwide, like, it's going to be the same pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
For everybody
mm-hmm.
nowadays.
It was
but you got Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
What's your username, Jeffrey?
Ooh.
One Black Jeff.
Oh!
How perfect!
Get so many penises.
Ooh.
And it's spelled out one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here it is.
J-E-F-F.
I'm just going to play it, because it's really dramatic. John Guy is his name.
And finally, the jury will decide, can George Zimmerman claim self-defense after shooting an unarmed teen who Zimmerman says was slamming his head into the concrete?
And that is not an unarmed teenager.
You know, if there's an issue about who lost the fight, ask yourself, who lost the fight? Who lost the fight?
You gotta say it three times.
He's not guilty.
You gotta say it three times.
That to me shows that even attorneys understand the power and the rule of threes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
See, improvisers
yes.
and attorneys.
Yeah. Some
awesome.
Of the best improvisers become attorneys.
Mm-hmm.
In fact,
mm-hmm.
My buddy from Second City, Joel Ugolini, who I graduated the conservatory with, he was an attorney. He turned it away to go into writing and.
Whoa.
Do improv and stuff. Yeah, Joel. Like,
wow.
Good work, Joel.
Man, lots of shout-outs and product placement today.
Yeah. How about that Netflix? I love that Netflix.
Yeah,
speaking of Netflix.
Orange is the New Black.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, Jeff.
No, it's cool, guys.
Basically, Jeff, we're going to have to boot you off of our improv team. And,
replace me with the cast of Jersey Shore? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's a great show. I just started watching it yesterday. I've seen 4 episodes now.
Oh. Jersey Shore?
No, Orange is the New Black.
Oh.
It's an actual show.
I'll be honest, I didn't even...
It's like...
Do you not look at
lesbians
posters?
In prison?
No.
Come on.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
What is it?
The same creator, Junji Cohen from Weeds. He created this show, and Jason Biggs is in it, and Taylor Schilling, and a bunch of other people who are really great. And it's really great writing, and it turns it on its head, this whole prison chick.
What network?
Thing. It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh,
know?
Okay.
Is
it one of their series
mm-hmm.
that they picked up? And
yeah.
Good.
And it's really great because it's sort of like lost a little bit in that, like from the first episode, you see a pattern of them using flashbacks.
Sure.
Like in between the prison stuff. So that you can really get to know the characters while they're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to prison for helping with a drug cartel from her girlfriend, played by Laura Prepon. And she's got black hair. It's kind of odd. And Jason Biggs is her fiancé. So she's trying to get on from that life and be with him. And now he's got to say goodbye to her. She's going to prison. And then she meets a lot of crazy characters. It's like Oz for women.
It sounds good. But I have one question.
No butt sex, though.
Oh, well, that's my
sorry.
Question.
Okay.
So I'm out.
Oh, I do have a... Wait, sorry, did you say no butt sex?
None.
Okay,
oh,
sorry,
that's it then.
Yeah.
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 Can I use your Netflix password?
No.
Yeah, can we all just watch it and like...
If you move in, you can use my Netflix and my HBO and
mm-hmm.
then pay me for it.
Ooh.
Except the HBO, you don't have
Rochambeau.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, that's quite the setup. I mean... For those listening at home, I had scissor, he had paper.
I'm pretty sure that was clear to them.
Oh yeah, they totally heard that wind.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Comic-Con is happening soon.
Mm-hmm. It is. I was going to work it, and I ended up not getting back to them in time.
Oh.
I was going to do some correspondence stuff for CBS. They had a like segment thing down there, and cool. I just didn't get back to the guy. I don't have time.
Yeah.
I dropped the ball. Sorry, Vinny.
Aw. It'll be
shout
okay.
Shout out.
Yeah.
Shout out to Vinny.
have either one of you been to any really big conventions? I don't mean
only
like
on
festivals.
TV.
Yeah. I don't
only
mean like festivals
ones.
And stuff.
Yeah, I can't handle large crowds of people.
I don't think I could either. I mean, it's hard enough being at a farmer's market.
Yeah. Oh, well, you can go to farmer's market.
I said it was hard.
Yeah, but so I like people are like, hey, want to go to the farmer's market? And I'm like, no.
And then I'm like, is there anything vegan there? And then it's just one choice, one option. Another phone. Everybody's blowing up. Who is it? What is it?
It is. I will say that it's basically my ex-girlfriend.
Oh.
Basically.
Shit just got awkward.
Yeah.
Tell
it's
us about her.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Kaylee. She's wonderful. And yeah, I dropped the ball. I didn't give her... I didn't give her the commitment that she wanted. I took her affection, never gave her commitment, and she moved on.
Aww.
You know what we need to do? Spend the rest of this podcast getting her back.
We have a storyline, guys. That's what all improvisers want. Mm-hmm. Is a storyline.
A good storyline. Mm-hmm. Maybe a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
I have vodka.
Oh.
Jezebel says hi, everybody.
Yay.
She's just hanging out and, like, looking at us all weird.
Elle, did we mention that we're being filmed in front of a live studio audience?
Isn't that shocking, guys?
Yeah.
Wow. That's new. My chair won't stop creaking. It's so annoying. Creaky chair. But what are you going to do? It's free. It was here.
True.
What am I going to do? Turn away a free chair?
Did you pick it up off the street?
No, it was here.
Really?
When I moved in.
Pretty,
I told
dude,
you,
you,
I like
you got
it.
A furnished apartment.
I got a furnished. That's not my couch. I didn't
that was here
it.
Too.
Yeah, everything was like here. There was other stuff here too, but then
some other people,
some of the housekeeping people or whatever, stole.
Wow.
Stole my the tripod stuff that my friend left for me in his apartment. That's
wow.
why I like this apartment so much, guys. I like my apartment. Okay, it's my friend Dan Engel. Shout out to Dan Engel in Maryland. He'll be here soon, hopefully.
Yeah.
And then
shout out.
It's shout out time, guys.
My mom.
Okay, mom. Jeff's mom. So say hi to Jeff's mom, everybody.
Continue well.
Hi, Jeff's mom.
Jim Mano.
Hi, mother. Hi, Mother Gail. You'll never hear this because you don't listen to the show. I told her not to though.
Yeah.
It's too explicit for her.
Mm. My mom
like the
like,
porn
what?
Identity?
You said
no.
Shitballs?
No. A million times. Anyway, he left this place for me, and that's sort of, he got me the deal. It wasn't much of a deal, because it's high rent, but whatever. And so I had some stuff that was here, like the bookcase over there was here, the Broly thingy. Over there, the green thing that's tacky as hell was here. The paintings were here. I don't know how to put them up.
Huh.
They took all the holes out of the wall.
Jeff just put his arm on my shoulder and looked at me like, there's an assignment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys are doing that later.
We're going to fix stuff. We're going to do electrical work. We're
yeah.
That's Elle's real ploy to getting people on our show. She's
yep.
like, hey, why don't you guys come over here?
You found me out. Yeah, like over there, my exposed wiring. That's been there since I moved in.
Yeah, it's probably not safe.
Exactly.
Yeah, but
I tried to tell them that.
Is safe if you think about it.
Is it safe?
I mean, like.
Is it safe?
Like,
Jeff?
If it probably isn't safe,
is
then
it really?
Also probably is safe. It's kind of
okay.
like a Schrodinger's cat type thing. You don't know if it's
yeah.
dangerous until, you know, something catches on fire. And you're
right.
like, yeah, it was dangerous in retrospect.
More things that were here. The black microwave in the kitchen. and the Black Toaster.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
Those but are my... There are four my guests.
Are you going to update those? Orange is the new black.
Yeah, but black orange, is fine. Yeah. Like, if you have something that's black, why do you have to get rid of it?
No. That's...
So, I think it could be a racist term, orange is the new black. Like tan people, like tanorexic people are the new black. Like, they're being shunned and they're being, like, mistreated and prejudiced against.
Mind blown. Mind.
Like the Jersey Shore cast.
Blown.
It's the new black.
Mind blown.
Oh, we could go there. We could go to Big Brother chicks.
No?
We could go there. We're going there, guys.
Oh, boy.
So how about that? Racism is the new black. How about racism is the new black.
I can't wait to write that hilarious three-camera CBS sitcom.
Oh, it'll go as well as Lucky Louie did. Rest in peace, Lucky Louie. You live on in Louie. We always shout out to Louis C.K. because I love him so much.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
And I want him to listen to my show. I also like the Comedy Bang Bang show on podcasts.
Yeah.
Not crazy about what they're doing this season on the show, though. I only saw one episode, but I turned it off because it was just too fake. I don't like all the fakeness. I like my improv to be real.
Yeah.
Not
What
does that mean? Okay, so they do a lot of staged bits, but they make it look like it's not staged.
Oh.
And it's kind of like, ugh, schlocky, whatever.
Question. So we're all okay with not guilty for Zimmerman, right? We moved away from that. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. The right person got away.
No.
Black people where they should be.
No.
I'm going to be honest, I still don't know enough of the trial and didn't pay attention to too much to be able to formulate a good... And I'm not just saying that to be safe.
My mother knows everything about it. I am, like, no...
I'd have to talk to your mom. Like,
I mean, she literally told me that the verdict was in. I was like, all right, now I have a topic.
Oh, Mama Gale?
Mama Gale, yeah. Mother Gale.
Nice.
Like Mother Goose.
Yeah, I just like saying racist things on podcasts. That's really...
Apparently I do, too.
We should have a counter.
As myself, because that's too risky.
As all the quirky radio characters that you play?
No, I play Paula Deen, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
For like a minute. I actually was listening to it again and presenting it to someone in my office break room the other day, and I was thinking, that's not a bad impression, though. Like, I wasn't doing a horrible job before the N-word part.
Yeah, that was...
That slowed everything down.
Mm-hmm.
That'll really ruin the moment.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, that's a horrible question to ask you.
No, go ahead.
It reminds me of that song, I Just Had Sex by The Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Okay, where he's like, she called me the N-word. I think she's racist.
Yeah.
No, like I was thinking, like, what if she called you the N-word like while you were having sex?
Yeah.
What would that be like?
Speaking of that, I happened across the weirdest porn I've ever found. And it's not weird as in, like, oh, that's weird that, like, people be attracted to clowns. Whatever. Be attracted to whatever you want to be attracted to. But it was a very specific type of pornography in that it was a white woman who was calling, like, it was like that, like, I'm talking to you porn. And she was very racially explicit. And, like, she used the N-word a lot. And she was like,
really?
Yeah, like, oh, you dirty N-word. Like, and I was like, who is this written for? Is this, like, for black people?
I think
was there anybody else in the...
No, it was just, like, they have this thing where, like, it's porn, and it's, like, the girl talks to you, and you just, like, have to, I don't know.
Oh, it's a call thing.
Yeah, no. Like, it's, like, a video.
Hey, Jeff.
Yeah.
I think you can say the word. I think that's okay.
No, I'm not going to say the word.
But you have a pass.
What if you have a black person listening and be like, was that Jeffrey really black? He sounds way well spoken.
No, I can attest that he's African-American.
Do we also have like a video stream like they do on Loveline? Shout out. No,
I'm
like,
too ugly for that.
Oh, like you dirty nigger. Like, oh, like whip out your dick. Like, what?
I didn't know he was gonna say that. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel bad saying it. It's just like I'm just imagining because there was a production crew, writing staff. Like people produce. Like maybe it was just like a 3-person thing where they just found location and like a lot of people were detached from it. But like this woman,
Jeff,
like,
is it is it just on this person and she's getting videoed?
Yeah.
And then she just says these things. It's like, not like it's not like, a scene.
It's like a fourth wall porn where like she addresses masturbator.
Got it.
That's
fantastic.
And like it was
sounds beautiful.
It's like artistically risky.
Yeah.
We could do something like that.
Yeah, we totally could.
I mean,
we have a camera.
We could play like for the ladies. Mm-hmm. We could be like saying things as if we're knights or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be the complete
opposite. My lady.
Right.
Yeah. My lady.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure
you have to have
there
an accent.
Are
yeah.
like
my lady.
Some women out there who want like to be called racial epithets.
Oh,
like, that's probably like, you know.
That's a fetish. I mean, there's all kinds of out there. People are weird.
Yeah. Jeff, how did you come across that video in the first place?
I don't know. It was like one
Google
of those
Google search
things.
Gone wrong.
Yeah, it was like...
was it? Oh, it was online.
Yeah. Yeah, it was online. There were, like, a list of thumbnails, and, like, sometimes I see a thumbnail in, like, the corner of my eye, then I'm like, what is this? Because, like, in the thumbnail it just said, nigger, and I'm like, what is this? So then I click on it, and I'm like, this is the worst, but also most, like, because, like, is she, like, naturally a racist? Did she just get the gig and then find them? She's like, I need the money. I can say the N-word. Like, there are lots of people in, like, the, like.
What if people see that?
Yeah. No, like, I mean, it's on a porn site. Like, people are going to see it.
I mean, what if she's, like, shopping at the mall?
Yeah, exactly. Like, and, like, a black guy, like, a big, sort of, like hey, like, I'm a really big fan of your work. Thanks for that. Like, I masturbate to all the time. Could you just call me, like, the end, just, like, real quick. This would, like, make my day.
She's, like, the Simon Cowell of the porn industry.
Yeah. She's probably, like, a super nice person in real life. Like, the nicest person. Like, bakes cookies for the church.
Yeah.
And, like, three kids that are all...
Elle, can you put a link to this on the podcast?
I mean, I would have to search it again. Can I borrow your computer real quick? I'm going to search
not
for
right now.
Racially
let's put it
porn.
Up for a minute. You want some water?
Yeah, I'd love some water. Nothing gets me hotter than saying the N-word on a podcast.
Do you want some water?
I'm good.
Water break, guys.
I brought my...
We got to stay hydrated. It's hot out there. It's hot out there for blimp. That's all I got.
It is hot.
Because blimps are in the air.
They are.
And they could blow up if they get too heated, too hot. That's just my opinion.
So, yeah,
I have
like
no
a,
scientific data
zeppelin,
to
like a zeppelin
to back that up.
As a pilot, I will tell you, the likelihood is probably not as great now.
Like it's probably more likely that like explosive outlet will like catch on fire and you'll be caught in the flames and die. That's like more likely.
Nice. Yep.
This. By the way, Elle, that electrical outlet, all you need is just, you're just missing the plate that goes on the front of
I'm aware.
Yeah, you don't have exposed wires, really.
They haven't done that.
Yeah.
No, I've...
You're maintenance people.
This is not really interesting for the people, but I have actually tried to unplug and plug things in there, and it's, like, really, like, not connected very well.
Hold on a
second.
It
feels like it's going to fall out.
You touch that. You touch the wires and the grounding and all that stuff.
Well, I tried to like put something in and take it out, like plug in and plug out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're saying when you
and
pull
then
it, yeah.
it's like
right.
coming out
sure.
like really
yeah.
screws.
Yeah.
Two
it's loose.
Screws. Yeah. Easy to fix, but you should not be the one to do that. You will. No.
Exactly.
It's not safe.
No.
Yeah, they need to.
You're building
you want
to
be a badass.
Do
you
want to
be a badass though?
I want to be a badass.
Yeah, man.
I want to be a badass.
Cool.
Motherfucker. Shaft.
Let's get you something.
He's a badass mother.
Shut your mouth.
Exactly. Have you seen the Hebrew Hammer?
Yes.
I love the Hebrew Hammer.
It's been a while.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's so great. Oh, shout out to the Hebrew Hammer.
Yeah, come on.
They really need the love.
Mm-hmm.
Is this store that speaks in Yiddish?
No, it's a movie about Adam Goldberg and its co-stars Judy Greer. From Arrested Development, say goodbye to these, you know.
Huh.
And he's Jewish, and so he's like the Jewish version of Shaft, pretty much. It's like a Jew exploit. I don't know what you would call it, Jewish exploitation.
Cement exploitation.
Okay, that works.
Some metasploitation. There we go.
That really rolls off the tongue, Jeff.
Yeah, some metasploitation. You just have to say it three times.
It's very Semitic. And so so she's like, I don't remember what her character was supposed to be, but it's they end up together, yeah. Like, fighting crime and stuff. So the Gentiles bringing them down.
Yeah.
No. Investigating.
I'll have to research it.
Yeah, it's a really good movie, much in the vein of, like, not much in the vein, but, like, in terms of underrated,
mm-hmm.
like, Death to Smoochie is very underrated, so.
Hmm.
It's on Comedy Central a lot. I mean, it used to be when I had it. I don't have Comedy Central anymore.
Oh.
But I'm sure you can find it somewhere. It's really cute. And it's funny. It's really funny. And, like, the trial, the Zimmerman trial. That guy. Can't get over it. I already forgot the quote again, and he said it three times and did not have that effect.
Who lost the fight?
Who lost the fight?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds like something you'd say in some kind of wrestling match or something, like, in a movie, like, who really lost the fight? Did we lose the fight? Did he lose the fight? Or did God lose the fight?
It ultimately came down to, and this is, I didn't see the whole trial, so I don't have all the information, but reasonable doubt is what it comes down to, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Innocent until proven guilty.
That's right. And if there's any sort of reasonable doubt that he did not do it, which if there's no witnesses, it's going to be very hard to prove it, so what do you expect to come out of that, unfortunately?
Well, I don't believe the family was there for that, so that's pretty good that they weren't able to hear those words.
He didn't get anything. Correct, like he didn't get manslaughter or anything. I bet you there's going to be follow-up suits.
Oh yeah, maybe. Civil.
Yeah, yeah,
definitely civil.
Sure.
Just like OJ.
By the way, what I mean, imagine his life now. I mean, I know it's, it's obviously nothing.
It's a shitty life.
Yeah, I mean, but like, it's going to be very hard for him.
Yeah.
He's the new OJ.
I mean, he's
Zimmerman's the new black.
Will he go and steal his stuff back from a?
He's sort of orange, right?
Planet Hollywood?
Probably.
Yeah. Man, that's unfortunate.
So, I read an article last night.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I was really proud of myself. Shout out to LA Weekly.
Shout out.
But it was on like how like film as a medium is dying because everyone wants to switch to digital. Because like to print like a film reel to send out to a theater is like $1,500 minimum. And like to make a digital version of it, it's $150. Which is like great for studios who want to save money, but terrible for like all the companies that produce film, like Technicolor and Kodak Eastman.
Exactly.
And also for people who work projectors. And it's kind of like interesting how...
Projectionists.
Yes. Mm. Thank you.
Yeah. I worked at a movie theater.
What? See,
not
and
as
like,
a projectionist.
Oh.
But I've been up there.
And like those people, like, you know, they're pretty cool people. And if they don't really, like, there are some theaters that can just run off of an iPad. So it's interesting how like, technology is cool and awesome, but like Christopher Nolan hates digital. He's like, no, it has to be film. The Dark Knight is gritty like film.
But he's
like,
amazing though.
He's really cool.
I just saw his first film, his first feature film. It's really
Which
amazing.
One?
Following.
Ooh.
So good.
Hmm.
Look it up. It's on, I believe it's on YouTube.
His first?
Yeah. His first, very first film. No, it's on Netflix.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
It might be on YouTube. I know Doodlebug's on YouTube. Shout out to Doodlebug.
Doodlebug.
That's a really good movie. That's his first, one of his first short films. He used the same actor in Following. And then he also let him have a role in
Batman Begins?
Batman Begins, that's what I'm saying.
Easy for you to say.
I know, it was so easy and I mangled it.
Semetisploitation.
Semitic exploitation.
Jeff will not let that down.
Yeah. The thing is, I say it Semitic, and other people say it the other way, which is wrong. So, I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Shout out to Paul Davis, who's
watching us.
Yeah, sitting in Paul Davis from Missouri. And shout out to Bill Cott.
Mm.
Love Bill Cott.
Let's triple that shout out.
Shout.
Paul A. Davis making
We can't afford that song.
Can I just tell you that Paul here, who's crashing on my couch celebrating his freshman spring break from Central Methodist University.
And that spring happens really late in Missouri.
It does.
Okay.
Yeah. So his summer break.
Sorry for, yeah. I'm very...
No, it's good. It's good. It's good. You've only spent your time here. This is all you know.
Yeah.
Paul just shot his first SAG national commercial last night because he plays football. And he just got Taft-Hartley'd. So how about that?
Woo-hoo! Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah.
Good work. Like, and how long have you been out here, Paul?
A month.
Wow.
A month. And he just... Bastard. Yeah, right?
Tomorrow I'm going to SAG ESPN thing.
Tomorrow he's doing an ESPN promo too. It's all football related because he... Mm-hmm. You can see the guy. Paulie Davis. And he created a little fan page too. Like, good work, Paul,
man.
Yeah, go Paul.
He's working his way though. He's going to be doing the Second City Conservatory program
in Chicago.
Or the Columbia College deal. Comedic Studies program. Mm. Fantastic. Paul, get over here. Tell us what Paul Davis was sitting on the couch and has gotten irritated because he's chatting with people on, I guess, Facebook. Probably because of the trial, right, Paul?
Yeah, there's a lot of people from back home, and they're saying that if it were the roles were reversed, if George Zimmerman were a black man and Trayvon Martin were a Hispanic man, that he would have been in prison because he was black. I've heard other cases where there's actually one where I went to school, Caleb Witte, he was protecting his sister from two black males. They shot him and killed him, and they got off for self-defense because he attacked them first. But what I'm saying to them is, just because race is likely, it was a big card in this. Race was probably a big card. It's true. But that's not a good reason for race to become a bigger card in the overlook of life. Like, it's not just because one black man has suffered injustice doesn't make all types of racism okay. I'm frustrated.
Let me tell you guys something. I know there's people listening at home and they're like, who's this guy? Paul is 19 years old, and I have family and nephews and whatnot who are in Paul's age bracket. Paul is one of the most intelligent theater students I've ever met.
Cool.
Well, that was very interesting.
Well, that's kind of like a low blow.
Well,
it's kind of a low blow.
Paul,
that's the theater students are.
No. I mean, someone who's a freshman, you know what I mean? Well, now he's going to be a sophomore, but like, he's done a lot. And I'll just go ahead and say that Paul has lived through a lot in his life. So the kid's going to go places.
Well, Paul just got a fist bump from a black guy, so I think he's already gone.
It's his first one because he's from Hannibal, Missouri, which is the middle of nowhere. So,
is that where they got the name for Hannibal Lecter?
No, but we do have a 5K called the Hannibal Cannibal because it's all uphill.
Oh,
that's nice.
I don't get it. Do they eat each other on their way up?
Yeah, that it would.
It eats you up. It hurts you.
I got you. I got it. Cool. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. I was thinking, you know, the Zimmerman thing, like it goes back to Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Right?
You're right.
Like, I really want to make that thing happen. Like, I've noticed that the racism has turned towards, we're getting serious on this.
Yeah.
Towards the Latinos and Latinas and the Mexicans, the Puerto Ricans, any kind of, like, Spanish-speaking
Everybody
person.
Still loves the Cubans.
Oh, yeah.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
No, is he? I don't know. But
Cuban.
For those of you who have been listening to my racism, I'm half black and half Cuban. So when I said everyone loves the Cubans, I meant to say it in order to offend you.
Well done, Jeff.
Cubican.
Cubics zirconi.
Yep, that's what most people call me. They're like, hey, Jeff, aren't you a cubic zirconian? I'm like, yeah.
Hot fries and plantains.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Snacks of choice.
Arroz con pollo sometimes.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sexy. Mm. It's a sexy fruit.
Elle, where are you from?
I'm from Georgia originally.
Oh.
Really? Where?
Wow.
I remember talking to you about it, but...
Metro Atlanta.
Okay.
Tyler Perry country.
Yeah.
Mm.
I say that because there's a black person here.
Marietta, Buford, Cobb.
Oh, Gwinnett County.
Gwinnett County. Good. Yep.
Good old Gwinnett County.
Have been down there quite a bit. And now I'm from St. Louis, but Jeff, you are from here. You're from Southern California. I always find it interesting, people who are from here, and you're to see the differences in thought patterns, like how someone might think, or it's different. Like, I'm from the middle of nowhere, you know? Sort of. I mean, it's a big town, but... And you're one of the most real... And I don't mean this just as an improviser, but you're like a real guy. You know what I mean? Like, you're normal. Like,
you materialized.
Yeah.
I was really waiting for you to qualify. You're like, you're a real guy for somebody who majored in psychology.
Yeah.
But, yeah. That helps you as an artist, though.
I think so.
I like psychology. I like to watch weird, fucked up movies.
Learn a lot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I watched a really weird, fucked up movie recently. The Woman.
Oh, I haven't heard of it.
Lucky McKee, who also did May, which I own, which shows you how fucked I am. And so that is about a cannibal. Bring it back to the cannibalism.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. Cannibal.
Oh, there it is.
She's a female cannibal. And she lost her cannibal people. I guess they got killed in the first movie, which I didn't see, The Offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a sequel, but it was very well made and, like well, cinematography was good and the acting was good. And the same chick who was in May, actress who was in May, Angela Bettis was in this one as the wife. And then this guy, this creepy-ass guy, was her husband. And he, like, found the cannibal chick, and she's, like, in rags and, like, dirty and shit and lives among the trees and the forest with the animals and shit. And so he finds her, and then he ties her up in his cellar or whatever, and he just starts, like, torturing her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she... There's a really cool part where she bites off his finger.
She's just misunderstood.
And then his wedding ring falls off. That's very good foreshadowing, too.
Oh.
Ah.
I love that scene for the psychological part of it. The emotional...
You're such a director nerd.
I know. But it was really great until the end. But it was really great because it was sort of a commentary on how you think the people who are, like, raised by wolves or whatever, who aren't, like, of us... are like civilization. They're not civilized and they need to be civilized. He was trying to civilize her and then he ends up... I don't want to spoiler alert you, but
good call.
He ends up looking like a total asshole, which is what he is, and that says a commentary on like humans, like not humans, but like I think it's sort of about men and not men in general, but like people. Okay, so certain people are not what you would think would be evil, but then the evil people have their reasons for being evil.
Sure.
And are not half as bad as that evil asshole. So you come out thinking, you know,
isn't that the truth in life?
Maybe he needs to be eaten. That's all I'm saying.
Can't we all just get along?
Or eat each other, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever works for you.
I'm definitely down for that, especially for those female listeners.
Mm-hmm. You know that, you know what? I'm not going to correct you.
I'm glad, Jeff.
Hey,
I don't need to be corrected.
Jeff, what are you doing? We're gonna get to the plugs now.
Oh,
we awkwardly go to those.
Yeah, I'm currently working on starting a production company, but I've just been like
an LLC.
No, a C corp.
That's even better.
Stock and everything.
Cool.
LLCs are too flim-flammy for me.
Yeah.
I like having stock, I like having par values, I like private placement memorandums, I like being able to say words and know what they mean, but not really understand what they mean and hope that I understand them.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot of things recently.
Do you have Twitter? Are you on Twitter?
Oh yeah, One Black Jeff. Also, fun read for you guys out there are the Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. It's a 2,200-page guideline. If you ever want to know how to account right, you should read it.
Oh.
Jeff Thompson, out.
Oh, that's all you have?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm unemployed.
That's okay, we all are.
Yeah.
Pretty much. VJ, what are you up to? Let's plug you.
Friday nights in the loft at IO West.
IO West. I have to plug my own thing.
Please,
IO West
too.
No,
yeah,
sorry.
No.
We'll do that.
No,
yeah.
you.
Go ahead,
Jeff. You dropped the ball. You did not plug it during your allotted plug time.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Okay, plug iOS.
No. Let
you, you can, however, we're give me a order. Couple bucks, and then I'll plug it in my segment.
Yeah, what I want you to say when you plug me is that I have a show Friday night at 7 p.m.
At
iOS.
What is it?
In the DCT.
Uh-huh.
The name of the team is DCT. And oh, we perform the Herald.
That's
so
convenient.
So Jeff has asked me to say that on...
Oh, wait, I already said it. He's got black Jeff.
Damn it. I love getting black Jeff.
That was my one little sound effect.
Mm-hmm.
It was a total sound effect.
That was good. I mean, you don't need to spend money on an instant replay machine, Elle. You just got the...
Yeah.
I'm
talented at that.
Environment. We're a bunch of improvisers.
Who needs
around.
A sound, sound designer? You know?
No.
Although you still should hire a Foley artist because those guys are great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Breaking celery for necks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never could like beatbox though. Fuck you. Excuse me, Justin Timberlake.
Oh snap!
Shit. Okay, Justin, go ahead.
All right. So BJ Honky Lang, I play on Top Shelf in the
on
loft.
The Top Shelf. Is
I play
that
on
hard?
The top left. Oh, it's very hard because it's a small bar.
Is it really? Like...
And there's only room for a couple of bottles up there and one improviser.
Play on my Top Shelf.
I will play up there. Just put a tip jar.
Anyway,
So I play on Top Shelf in the loft at IO on Friday night. Just the first, second, and fourth. We are dark on the third Friday of the month. And every other Thursday through the end of August, I'll be playing at 10 o'clock with the Alumni Twofer at Second City Hollywood in the Studio Theater. And if you would like comp tickets to either of these, hit me up at BJ Comedy on Twitter or facebook.com/BJHonky or BJ Comedy on the old Snapchat. Mm-hmm. I have become a fan of Snapchat just to like snap people back with video. And Jeff and I, in fact, Jeff, you were really who, because normally it's just like you're shooting your own thing, and now I'm replying to people with things they send me. So that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And shout out to Civil Air Patrol, the United States Air Force Auxiliary.
Another shout out.
And gotta get those volunteers, man, those 501c3s doing their thing. So great
awkward.
Work, guys.
I'm sorry. I awkwardly accidentally touched Jeff on his knee.
We all love Bill Cott.
We do.
So I would love to plug where I teach at, the improv trick. And next month, he's got a free improv class on Tuesday or Saturday evenings. If you can check out theimprovtrick.com, you can come to a free class with Bill Cott, SNL, IO, Second City alum from Chicago, toured with Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, Steve Carell, whatever.
Anyways. He's amazing.
He's a great guy, heart of gold, and Paul and I can attest to his greatness.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Okay,
what
Paul
are you doing
says,
now?
Yay. I'm looking at the funniest guys in the room.
Come on, he's don't be mean to Paul.
He's looking at
everybody.
Okay, okay, sorry.
I thought you were looking at that Abbott and Costello picture up there on the wall.
No. No, sadly I'm not. So I will plug my Twitter again in case you guys didn't hear it the last time. It's
what's your Twitter, Elle?
It's at Elle Latham. On Twitter.
And it's
I'm the only one, I believe.
L-A-T-H-A-M.
Yes, it's spelled that way. Like Lath, Lat, then Ham.
Latham.
But it's not pronounced that way. If you pronounce it that way, I will fucking kill you. That is not a threat, it's a promise. Anyway, okay. So, you can see previous episodes of the show on YouTube at AKA L Latham. That's harder to say. And then that's my name as well. All put together. That's where I am monetized. So watch my videos so I can make some money.
May I?
Yeah.
If there's a team, an improv team, whether you're from LA or not, and if you're not from here and you somehow come across this podcast, my friends from the Midwest, whatever, or the East Coast, and you have a team that would like to play in the loft at IO on the Top Shelf hour because we host that whole hour, hit me up and I'd love to book your team. And we always look for teams around here too, of course, at Top Shelf Improv or topshelfimprov@gmail.com some Friday night. And if you need a place to crash, if you're coming in from out of town, I might be able to help you accommodate something. Remember, I live in a studio, so hopefully you're a one-man team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, futon.
Shout out to futons.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on a team. Well, mm-hmm. I call it a group. I'm in a group called The Source, yeah, and we do The Source, which is a new form of The Herald. And, or if it's even a Herald, I don't know.
It's Heraldish.
But it's Heraldish, and it's long form. And we are playing tomorrow night at the Neon Venus. That is at Melrose and La Brea, I believe. And it will be at 7 p.m. I think we're playing for 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something. But hopefully it'll be pretty long, because we do need it to be. Also, we just got booked for the I.O. for the DCT. More company. On the 11 o'clock hour. Wait, am I wrong? I might be wrong. Oh, no. That was... Okay, that's on the 20th. See, we're getting both left.
There right. will be links.
Yeah, yes.
All over.
Yes, of course. July 20th, we got booked for the... I want to say 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock hour at the DCT.
Jeff just gave me a wet willy. I didn't think your guest would be that inappropriate.
I'm sorry. So, Monday, anyway, is going to be One Love Improv at the Clubhouse. I forgot.
Stop. Don't penis.
Distracting me.
Sorry. Okay.
I didn't distract you during your plugs.
Yes, you
it's
did.
It's my
yeah,
show.
You did. With you your did. Shining blonde hair and you your did. Award-winning smile.
Did you see those boobs?
I don't smile.
She was like, check these out.
Look. I want to say...
They were made for walking, you know.
Boobs?
Oh.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's our show. Oh, wait, is that...
we'll see you in
the okay. You can't say that.
Oh, I thought that...
You don't have the right.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, damn. Okay, so...
Visit us online.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. SuperArchiveFunCast.podbean.com or iTunes. That's where we are. And I update it every once in a while whenever I get around to it. So I have 4 episodes now. Well, this one will be up soon.
Do you still have your Indiegogo going?
I do
can,
have
can
the,
you announce it? I didn't want to step
yes,
on it, but I know it's important.
I always forget and have someone remind me. So this is in
Look
keeping.
At that. That's your friend right there, boy.
Addled.
You
is,
can't say boy.
Don't do that. Do it softer.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
There you go. soft high five. So anyway, the Addled campaign is still going on Indiegogo for another 13 days. I have $10.
I was in that movie.
So I'm really hoping... Yeah, we want to see more of BJ, his performance.
Yeah.
I didn't do a good job with
that. Get that full-length feature out.
I'm kidding. He has a really great performance in it, and you can also catch that, because I do have the scene, the sneak peek, unedited.
Vimeo.
It's on YouTube.
Whoa. Really?
The sneak peek is on YouTube. It's also at my website, which is llatham.webs.com. And so... I will leave a link for that as well. I'm also a photographer and videographer, as you all know. And so you can hit me up at llatham27.wix.com. Photo, blah, 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 blah. Llatham photo. You just go to my Facebook. You'll figure it out.
The last 10 minutes of this podcast is nothing but
shameless
hype.
Plugging.
Yeah.
Plugs. That's what it is. That's what this whole thing was
if,
about.
Okay, if you're still listening to this very tail end of this podcast,
yeah,
hit me up at BJ Comedy. And I will score you some sort of free Monster Energy gear.
Yeah.
Just to prove that you were listening to it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a
so
good...
you're going to need to give away so much.
You don't know what it is I'm going to give away.
Oh. Well, that's our show, everybody.
That's not our show.
Oh, it's not our
Jeff,
show?
Jeff,
stop it.
Sorry, I just thought that was our show already.
We keep getting sidetracked.
Okay.
Jezebel says goodbye. She's not in a very good mood, so she's looking away from us. But I will turn on the fan in a minute, and she'll be happy. So, okay.
We don't have to. Sorry. I just thought that was our show.
No, I'm going to. That's our show.
Oh, okay.
That's our show, everybody. Thank you to BJ.
Yeah.
I almost called you BJ Novak. I don't know
BJ
why.
BJ Honky.
But hey, because
BJ
I heard,
Novak, that's a compliment. Mr. Novak, thank you.
Confused
Shout
me
out to
for
him.
Someone.
Yeah. Oh, no. What happened? Hebrew Hammer?
Yeah, I'll take
okay.
that.
Jeff Thompson, you can see him at the DCT, where I'll be on the 20th.
Yeah.
With my group, The Source. Shout out to Zach Canner, Jenny Young, I never do this, I'm going to do it, Bob Jackson, Shane Hartline, I know your names, guys, Sean Humphreys, Rashad, who was in our last show, we'll hope to see him again.
Rashad Randall?
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
That's my home slice.
Yeah.
How do you know him?
Well,
sorry. I know he and I finished did most of the conservatory together.
Mm. Also, Scott Malone and Brandon Barrick, who's our coach, here we go.
Jason Horton.
No, I love him, but
he's
I love
coach.
Wrong. No, that's not the right thing.
Jamie
I love
Moyer.
His work with Taryn Southern. Shout out to Taryn Southern. Shout out to Julia Price, who had a really good video for Blurred Lines while I'm at it.
James Grace.
Mm-hmm. He is the gracest.
Josh Funk.
Oh, yeah.
That almost sounded like racist.
No, he's not racist.
He's gracist.
Paul A. Davis.
Jade, I'm sorry. Jade Terrell. Sorry, Jade. Oh, my gosh. I had a fucking blank. Oh, sorry. So that's my group.
How's that
the
feel,
source.
Jade, to be the last person that she thinks about?
I'm editing that. Thanks again to BJ and Jeff for joining me on this episode. And to play us out, we have an artist I know and love, Kevin Lawrence, with her favorite song from his album Before I Fall, which is on iTunes for $4.95, and you can also find it on Amazon. Thank you. Good night.
The other day, I turned the radio on and started to play. I heard your favorite song. You know the one about Blue Jean Baby. You dreamt of marrying a music man. Isn't love so fucking song, the one you used to sing in the shower, but now the water